easy hacks that you can do is if you can get a rotisserie chicken, take all the meat off the chicken, put it in a slow cooker. You want to put your normal stuff in there. I call the normal soup stuff. You want to put celery, onions, carrots, your basic broth stuff. What you do is you put water about 1 inch over everything that you throw in the pot and slow cook it for about 12 hours. And it's so easy that you can come home to the soup already made.
Yay! I love your blouse.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I have to tell you all that we're having really big storms out east. So
if yes.
That's why we're getting a foot of snow out here. So it's a little crazy. Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you're safe and sound. Hi, Leona. Oh. Hey, guys. This is so great. I'm so happy that you're here. Let's see, I've done the 10-day. Amazing. Okay, great. So I had a chance to just chat with our audience today a few minutes before you came on, just to let them know a little bit about not so much your background, but just some of the amazing things you've done. You know, clearly you're an expert with weight loss, anti-aging. We want to talk about your bone broth diet. We want to talk about your new book, but I would love for you to let everyone to know just a little bit more about you, like a little bit about your journey, where you started. We all know you're a rock star. So how did you get to be a rock star?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm only trying to keep up with you. I'm only trying to, and I have to say, you know, the reason why I don't do a whole lot of interviews, because I spend a lot of time doing a lot of, as you know, I do a lot of television, a lot of other things. So I'm not always doing a lot of interviews, but I love to do them with people like you. You mean you enter everything with such heart and such love. And I look for that. I look for people who are very mission-based. And by the way, I have to say this was not preempted, everyone. It was not. But her products are unbelievable. This Aura spray, I have to tell you, all the time.
No,
I just did Dr. Oz last Friday. I bring this with me, and right before I go on air, I spray it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy.
Yeah. This is really good product. So, you know, you put out really good work. And so it's my pleasure to be here and to give any content I can to your audience. So my story is
I just interrupt. I love you. You're just amazing. I'm so grateful for you.
I feel exactly the same, you know. So guys, what's happening here and what you think, like, you know, this love fest we're having, it really comes down to energy. And it comes down to working on yourself and going in and going deep, I tell people. So like when you connect with someone and it happens to be a really profound connection, oftentimes it's people who are kind of resonating and vibrating at, you know, at the same pendulum, so to speak. And so this kind of goes into what I'm going to teach everyone today. And that is, you know, I started on the clinic floor, had successful practice. I was trained in a little different way. So I trained a lot in Europe, European medicine, Swiss medicine, under Dr. Thomas Rau of the Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland. So I learned about Swiss medicine. We call it European biological medicine. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, had to do with your gut health. This was way back. Anyone knew anything about Serena? No one knew about gut health. No one knew about inflammatory foods. No one knew foods that created mucus in your body. No one knew anything about all the foods that really were putting weight on you and you didn't even know. So they talked a lot about that, talked a lot about your internal terrain. This is what's going on inside your body. This is how your cells are bouncing, reacting, everything your cells are doing and telling your body, or trying to tell your body, and all the fluids that are around the cells. This is called your terrain, your milieu. This is vitally important. And how you eat has to fit and work within these systems. So I was a lot about this. And so here I am, I'm teaching, I'm on the clinic floor, I'm teaching, and I turned 40 and something happened. I became very burnt out. I became very unhealthy, so to speak. And I knew the tells and the signs of someone who began unhealthy. I became, it was getting thicker. My hair was getting thicker. I had dark circles under my eyes, no matter what I did. couldn't get rid of the dark circles, you know, everything that so many people feel, and nothing worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, here I am, I'm supposed to be the one with the information, yet nothing I'm doing is working. And when I started using bone broth, I mean, I've always been in primal medicine, ancestral medicine, about how the foods work with your genetic code, all of that. So it was natural to start investigating what our forefathers did. What did the hunter-gatherer, how did people stay healthy over time? What historically worked? And so when I started messing around with bone broth, I could not believe. And when you're a practitioner and you see something that pulls so many levers, you become very interested very fast.
Yes.
So I started using bone broth. My hair was getting better. My skin was 1,000%. It's the first thing I noticed. Skin 1,000% better. Started to, my skin started to get really soft all around. Joint, no joint. And everything was very easy. This was not forced.
Yeah.
This was it was enjoyable and it was easy and it worked. So the benefits provided the outcome. And so I thought, God, what would happen if I took this broth and I started thinking about it systematically? What if I started putting, like, you know, some doctor into this? And I started programs and prescriptions that I felt would really, that I could really measure this. So that's when I came out with the bone broth diet. I thought, let's use this. Could you use bone broth and get the benefits of fasting without fasting? Could you do that? Could you use bone broth and be comfortable and lose it? And can you incorporate in a diet to enhance and 10x that diet? And so what I found is that, yes, you can. And I studied the diet in three different cities, and the results were becoming more and more typical. And so I started, you know, using the diet on a lot of people. But, you know, my past and writing the books and, you know, all of the things that I've done, they led to that pivotal point that really transcended, you know, into the universe, so to speak. That's when I came out with the PBS special that hit, and the book that hit, and in the New York Times list. And then it created and fueled a food category. So then there was not a single bone broth on the company or in the market when I started. Not one, nothing, zero, zip. There's no information. There were no website content. There was no book. There was nothing. And so I did, and the work that I'll always be proud of, and it never goes away, is going through the growth and seeing bone broth everywhere and knowing the packaging that I created. And that feeling will never go away.
Yes. No, I mean, you literally started this movement, and you've changed, I can't even say thousands or hundreds, like millions. You know, you've literally changed millions of lives. And just even here, we have so many questions about it. There are people who have made comments about, you know, how much it's already changed your life. It's helping with their MS. It's helping heal their gut. There's so many things. So not just from, and even though I'm plant-based now, you know, I can say that this bone broth, when I was going through my surgeries, was one of the healing tools that I used. And it's something that I know has helped so many of my clients as well. It's not like all my clients are plant-based, and it's not like I only recommend plant-based, you know, tools or protocols for people. So thank you so much for everything that you've done and the research and all your work that you've put into creating what it is that we have now, because you've truly touched and helped millions of people. So thank you everyone for that. You know, there are so many questions about bone broth, you know, and I'm sure that you come across them all the time. One of the ones that I did pull from all the questions we brought in was something that was more plant-based, because there are people that, you know, they have maybe ethical or emotional or spiritual even issues with consuming animal protein, but they know about the benefits of bone broth. And so they wanted to know, like, how, you know, what can they do? How can they incorporate that in a way? And it might be a tough question because, you know, you're not a chef, you're a cook, but I think you're an expert, and you've probably come across this so much when people are.
I do. I do. So, you know, for people who eat fish, it's very easy because you can make which is cioppino. You can make really ridiculous bone broth dishes if you fish. If don't eat fish, then what I would recommend everyone do is you have to pivot from bone broth entirely, because really that is the inherent DNA of bone broth. It is not vegetarian, mm-hmm. vegan.
No.
So something called potassium broth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you potassium broth, everyone, this is a way for you to get a lot of benefits. It's different benefits, but if you want to use soups and you want to use broths and you want to use all of that to really nourish and enhance and enrich the body, you can take a lot of vegetables and you simmer them in such a way that you get a lot of mineral salts. You get these mineral. A lot of us are deficient. A lot of us have similar deficiencies. And one of the deficiencies that we happen to have is that of minerals. And the thing about minerals is that they kind of drive all of the channels and the gates in our body and make everything that run very smoothly, so to speak. So it's very important. So people say, hey, I want in on this bus. I can't, I don't do bone broth, but how do I have my own derivation of this? So I would recommend some potassium broth. And we'll be happy on the Dr. Kellyanne side. We'll be happy to get a recipe up for potassium broth. So if you go to my Instagram, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, you go to that Instagram, we'll have a recipe up for you.
I love that. And thank you. And I'm so happy to hear you say that, because that's basically been my recommendation to my clients. It's just a super mineral dense vegetable type broth is where you could start. So everyone, just to take a pause, like if you look at my pinned comment, you see Dr. Kellyanne's Instagram handle, go there, give her a follow if you don't already follow her. And she is going to share this recipe that is, you know, the vegan vegetarian version of the bone broth. So a lot of people are asking, you know, how do you make your bone broth? I make it. It doesn't taste good. I think that you guys need to first go to Dr. Kellyanne's Instagram, follow her, go to her website, and you need to order her books. Like, these are going to be your Bibles to answer all these questions.
Yeah, I love the bone broth diet cookbook that I have. You'll find a lot of recipes and such. And it also will go over the diet in the beginning of the book. I'm also releasing in December, it's a couple of months off, a new revamped version of the bone broth diet.
Okay.
So we'll make sure that we do some work together on that. But, you know, I want everyone to know, if you're thinking, you know, this sounds really good, what can this really do for me? I want to talk for a minute, and then we'll get into, you know, how we really carve this out and make this. But for those people who are feeling like, you know, I'm tired a lot, I am bloated a lot, if they have some kind of autoimmune issue, if they have some kind of thyroid issue, if they have achy joints, they have any of these type of things, or if they feel like they have skin issues. Skin issues is a big thing. You want to put about bone broth into your life a day. Even if you don't use it in a system or you don't use it in a format, put some kind of bone broth into your life in some way. And it's really quite easy. And the easiest way to make bone broth, if you say, you know, I'm busy, I've got a lot going on, or I'm a mom at home and I'm doing a million different things, and I'm sure you deal with this all the time with cooking.
Yeah.
One easy hacks that you can do is, if you can get a rotisserie chicken, bring it home, take all of the chicken off of the bones, put it in a slow cooker. So take all the meat off the chicken, put it in a slow cooker. You want to put your normal stuff in there. I call the normal soup stuff. You want to put celery, onions, carrots, your basic broth stuff. And you don't even have to be fancy with it, because you're going to strain this stuff out. You just chop, chop, you break it with your hands, just throw it in there. It doesn't take any mind work at all. And then whatever that you want to put in it that is a flavor enhancer that you enjoy. If it's, you know, some salt, pepper, lemongrass. I like pungent spices. So I love onion. I love cayenne. I love things like that. So whatever it is that's healing for you, I love, turmeric is great. Ginger is great. All of these things, you can get so much healing punch with those more pungent spices. Do to get more flavor, you can roast the bones. You can take the carcass, you can actually roast it. You put your, you know, do it about 450 for about 25 minutes, roast that a little bit, and you put it in, you put it in the slow cooker roasted, and it caramelizes it a bit.
Yeah.
And it brings a real nice flavor if you want a stronger flavor to that. But that's the easiest way. Then what you do is you put water about 1 inch over everything that you throw in the pot. Whatever your jam is, but 1 inch. And then you can slow cook it for about 12 hours. And it's so easy that you can come home to the soup already made. You can have it on the pot and the stove if you don't want to have it, you know, if you're not home and you don't want it, something on the stove, you do the slow cooker. You can even do a pressure cooker, which is about 4 hours to cook it, to somewhere between 2 and 4, depending. So there's all kind of ways you can make the broth, and it's really easy. But to get fat, it's just whatever flavors, whatever seasonings that you, that, that you enjoy, that, that you like. And you want to think about like the bigger beef bones. So big beef, the big, bigger beef bones, the meaty short ribs, oxtails, the knuckles and the feet, they have a lot of this collagen in them. And by the way, collagen is what we're all going for. So that connects. Wherever there's connective tissue, there's collagen. So connective tissue, collagen. So that's how you have to think about that. And those are the bones that you want to throw in there. Fortunately, there's so many companies now that actually make really good broth that you can buy. If you or the frozen section, there's tons of good broths on the ready for people. And then you can, I call broth load. You can use that as your base. And then put whatever you want in it. So there's all kind of ways you can do it. But I can tell you that broth is one of the best ways to keep your body slim. It's one of the best ways to create what I call foundational beauty. That is, whatever you do to yourself, you would look good, but you still really believe that bone broth is your best map, the best way to get you back on track with that.
That, and thank you so much for that. So you got, and yes, I had some comments about, we will ask, there's always going to be a replay. We'll definitely have a replay. We'll have transcriptions. You guys know how we do things. And so just stay tuned, and when that's up, we'll let you know. But if you were tuned in just a few minutes ago, Dr. Kellyanne just gave such a simple, easy to do recipe. And I back up every single thing she said from a culinary standpoint. It's just, it's easy, it's brilliant, it's flavorful. And some of the herbs that she mentioned, some of the roots she mentioned, like turmeric and ginger, they're also anti-inflammatory. So it's almost like you're layering flavors, but you're also layering benefits as well. So
I love that. You're layering, and you know, my favorite add-on, I'd love to get your opinion on this. I love konjac.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've worked with it yet. It's kind of
I love it. Like every day. I have noodles with it. Like, it's so good. It's just, it's one of those. Well, and I kind of grew up with it, and then it got put aside for a bit as I ventured out, do my own thing. And so many of the very traditional ingredients just from my Chinese upbringing have kind of circled back into my regular daily recipes and just my regular daily food. So I love that. And I love that as an excellent suggestion for people too.
And coming to noodles, so if you're the type of person who likes noodles, or you like rice, or you like any of that, you want to do a lower carb type of thing, there's basically carbs and konjac. It's like you've heard of that explanation. But you feel like you're having pasta or rice or something.
Yeah, it's the best.
And it takes, you know what I love about it? It takes on the flavor of whatever you put with it. So, if you use coconut oil, you know, everything's going to taste like coconut. It's just the way it works. Love coconut oil. But, you know, you want to use macadamia or some other oil, another type of oil, if you don't want it to taste like coconut. What I love about the shirataki or the konjac is that you can make it taste however you want it to taste.
It's amazing. It's very neutral. And as Dr. Kellyanne said, it really absorbs all the flavors of anything that you put it in. And you can type in shirataki, you can type in miracle noodles. I don't know if that's a brand or if that's just a type. Well, what's nice is they also, they now offer their products organic products, which, you know, for a while that was harder to find. So for those of you that are really kind of sick to organic choices, they also offer organic, and it's great. And I think that their newer versions, and I don't even work with them, but I use their products. They're completely ready to go. So normally with shirataki, you have to do, there's like one extra step, and you have to kind of rinse it and use hot water to take away, you know, some flavoring that's in there before you use it. But they've now taken out that step. So it's really, really neutral, and it's excellent. I mean, I grew up on rice noodles. And so it's a great substitute for me because I can't eat rice noodles like I used to when I was a kid. So it's not ideal. So that's my go-to are those noodles.
And what I really like about this whole concept of, you know, bone broth and using bone broth soups is that there's such right now what we want to do and the culture that we have now is we want to build armor around ourselves. So yes. We talk about, you know, losing weight and we talk about, you know, beauty and all of that. And while we all love that, we always will love that. That's a part of who we are. Mm-hmm. But now are thinking about health in a very different way and mm-hmm. under the importance that everything rises and falls on our immune system. And yes. We take it very seriously. And what mm-hmm. I love about these soups is they're very grounding. Okay. Yes. They're very grounding to the body, very nourishing mm-hmm. to the body. A great way to kind of reset the body and reawaken the body. And one of the things I love about it is it has something in them called glycine. It's mm-hmm. an immune,
yeah,
very abundant in the soup. And it's really crazy how this glycine works, folks, because it's what I call the greatest oxymoron in nutrition. Because not only does it help you sleep at night, but it also gives you all this plentiful, you know, abundant energy during the day. Yes. So it's restorative and helping you sleep at night, which is, if I can't sleep, think about bone broth, like how we think about warming milk over the stove at night to go to sleep. Well, this bone broth also releases tryptophan.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have some bone broth at night. And it does the same thing, that warm milk that we used to talk about. So it's very, very good to really help you get into a great state of sleep. And because it's so gosh darn restorative, mm-hmm. that you wake up and you have so much energy. And wow. What I tell people is if you get that afternoon slump, I call it the cravings and crashes slump. Mm-hmm. And when you get a slump, what you want to grab for, you want to grab is something like bone broth.
Yeah.
Because doing so many different things and... Let me talk about for a moment why it does all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are saying this is great, but there's people out there who have that why button and they want to know, mm-hmm. it's because ultimately what it's doing, better than anything else that I've ever seen in the history of doing nutrition, mm-hmm. it heals the gut in the most profound way.
Yes.
So if you think about, you know, you get a sunburn. And you think about, okay, I get a sunburn. Everybody that's watching probably thinks, well, the first thing I do is I reach for aloe vera.
Mm-hmm.
So reach for aloe vera and you put it on your skin because it's going to soothe the skin. It's going to heal the skin. It's going to restore the skin. So it's going to soothe and it's going to heal it. Well, bone mm-hmm. broth does the same thing to the gut.
Yes.
It heals it. It seals it. It soothes it. It does all of that. And as a result of that, you become very bionic. You're able to digest and metabolize your food in a very different way.
Yes.
Body is taking in nutrients much more efficiently. And, you know, that's the name of the game in nutrition mm-hmm. is to put nutrients in and to pull toxins out. That constant conveyor yes. belt has to happen all of the time. Mm-hmm. And the easy, fun way to get that done. It's very, mm-hmm. bone broth's very detoxifying. Mm-hmm. But also is so full of nutrition. So yeah. That's why I love it so much.
I mean, it's so nutrient dense. And I'm so glad you pointed this out about our gut, even though I think most people at this point know that bone broth is great for healing the gut. But why that's so important is even if we're making that effort to put in all these great foods, juices, whatever, what have you, or supplements, anything that we're putting into our body, if our gut isn't efficient, if our gut isn't healthy, we're not getting what we think we're getting just because we're eating it or drinking it, you know, putting it in our mouths. So that's why it's so important to really nurture that gut, as Dr. Kellyanne was saying. We have a bunch of questions about the type of bone broth that you prefer. You know, do you prefer bovine? So what do you recommend if you were to, rate them? Which one would you? Especially if it's someone who is trying to get started and, you know, they're not preferential when it comes to plant-based or not.
Yeah. So what I would recommend to everyone is start with chicken. because it has what I call the most benign kind of smell to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Understand from the get, guys, it's not like I'm suggesting that you eat, you know, some kind of canned soup. So we're used to progresso type of soups. That's what our tastes are used to. So to some people, they adjust right away. They love the taste. They love everything. Other people, they say, well, this doesn't exactly taste like progresso soup. You have to kind of get used to it. So the best way is to have the most subdued flavor out of all of them. And that most certainly is chicken. So first and foremost, start with chicken. And most of the broths that you see on the marketplace today, they're actually very good, which was not the case at all when I first, at all. It took a while for the marketplace to really grow in this category.
Oh, even a few years ago, it wasn't possible to find. You really have to make it yourself. But there are much more menu options now.
There are many options. So I sell it myself. I sell the frozen. I also sell the powdered. I'm very particular about the powdered because I don't want people to get too much sodium. So you have to be careful of the sodium in that. But when you go to the market, here's what I suggest everyone do. Find a brand that you know, love, and trust. I am telling you, that is the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. Find a brand that you know, love, and trust. You know how they operate. You know where their values, where they really lie. And then choose that brand. And like I said, if you're going to buy frozen, there's tons of good frozen broths now. Almost everyone I see, they know what to do now. They know how to Sorry about this, guys. They know how to make the broth gel. They know how to, that was the big problem. A lot of the broths that were on the market, they weren't gelling. And so what you always want to jiggle, guys. So the jiggle is when you're done making the broth and you want to say, how did I do? What kind of job did I do? Put it in the refrigerator and see that gel that you get. So if you think about shiny, beautiful hair and you think about glowing skin and you think about strong nails, I mean, it's been researched to show that it increases the diameter of your hair. Mm-hmm. It actually helps teeth become stronger. Mm-hmm. I can go on. The Price Foundation talks about this quite a bit in their, but there's a lot of value to this. There's a lot of jiggly stuff. So if you handle the jiggly stuff, leave it on. If you can't, you can take it off. But I would leave as much of that in there as you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's the gold, I mean, growing up, again, I remember my grandmother even telling me that when she was making stocks and stews and soups. I mean, bone broth is something that, again, that's something that's been part of my culture that my grandparents, my grandmother was making, my mom. And so that jiggle is the gold.
The jiggle, you don't want the jiggle here. You want the jiggle in the bowl. That's the trick. And even making bone marrow, if you take marrow and you put it in the oven and you make this marrow, oh my gosh. So I had this, and this is something for you as an actual chef. I went to a restaurant one time in New York where they took out the marrow and they blended it in. It was almost like a pudding. And they marrow within the, and then they put it back in the bone and baked it again. It was absolutely divine. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that you can do to make this very decadent, should you choose to. You can make it simple as you want, and you can make a lot of these things as decadent as you want. But we're talking a lot now about, these organ meats. We're talking about organ meats. We're talking about marrow. We're talking about bone broth. And I know people that are vegan and vegetarian, they just cringe at all of this. And there are other ways to get nutrition. But we are starting to look at how all of these things affect our body. And we're realizing the connective tissue, that connective plays such an important role. And collagen, since it's one of the major proteins of the body, and it really lifts us up and pulls us up, collagen is exceedingly important. Mm-hmm. And there's no better way to get it than this. And it comes in such a whole good form. Mm-hmm. So going back to the original question, how do I know I'm getting good bone broth? So, you want to look for the same things that you would look for if you're buying any other kind of protein or meat product. You want to look at the same types of things and do the best you can. Mm-hmm. Because let me explain to you about food and food quality. And I'm definitely a qualitarian in that I think that is, so important. But a lot of the diets I look at, they're so poor for the history of my career. Mm-hmm. The way everyone to do is just do the absolute, but be honest about that. Mm-hmm. What I don't want to hear is that when people come in and they say, this is wrong, Dr. Kellyanne. This is going on. This is going on. They hand me a chart this thick, throw it on the desk and say, I've been everywhere. I've done everything. And if I'm telling you that, I can promise you this will make a big difference. And the higher the quality, the higher the benefits. That's just
100%.
Higher the quality. But if you seriously cannot afford the highest benefits, you're still better off having broth made with whatever you can do. Whatever. Again, be honest in that. So, you know, I have people oftentimes walk in with the most expensive bags, the most expensive manicures, the most expensive this. But it's allocation. It's not a priority. So if you are in that place where you say, I'm ready to self-actualize in my health, I'm ready to pick up, then really be all in and be honest about the whole picture. Do the best that you can with what you have.
Yes, and 100%. And I echo that, you guys. It's really just about reprioritizing, you know, and really looking at what you have in front of you and knowing that that investment is for your health, which is forever. You know, I mean, this body is what you have. And so you want to put the best things into it. And it's understandable that sometimes, you know, it might not be accessible. Sometimes maybe the price point really is too high, but you just make adjustments. And if you want to make your own bone broth, if you graduated to using, you know, beef bones and bovine, you can get them per pound for very, very little from your grocery store or from your butcher, and you can get them organic or grass fed. And so if you're making it from scratch, it's always going to be the most cost effective. And Dr. Kellyanne already gave us such a simple recipe that you can do. If you just throw those bones in the oven, even, you're going to add extra flavor to them just from a caramelization process. So if you think about the ingredients for what she's talking about bones, onions, carrots, and celery. These are some of the lowest cost items you're going to find in a grocery store in general. And if you throw in some herbs here and there, I mean, it's the whole thing isn't going to cost you a lot, but yet it'll yield a lot, not just in end product, but it'll yield a lot in terms of end product in your body and the benefits of it. So it's just another way you can look at it to, you know, to rebudget and reallocate where you put your expenses.
And, you know, you can even add bone broth just to kind of get an extra hit. You can put bone broth in like ice cube trays. And whenever you're simmering anything, pop them out of the tray.
Oh, yeah.
And just think about it as really a full body nutrition. Mm-hmm. This is almost like a multivitamin in a sense for your body. And we talked earlier about how you have to build this armor around yourself now. This is part of that armor for me. This is part, you know, this is an everyday pattern for me, because guys, it's not what you do once in a while that affects the body. You can have fairy dust. You can have, you know, you can have those one-offs, and they really, when you get the inflammation down, when you heal the gut, and when you train your body to become a natural fat burner, what I mean, your body having your blood sugar doing what it's supposed to do and staying full and not fluctuating a lot. There, you can enjoy life, really enjoy life. So everyone should know that in my perspective and from what I've seen, you have a goal.
Yeah.
Your goal listening to this, if there's anything that you want to write down or take home, that when you pick up a food or when you do anything, is this going to reduce the inflammation in my body? Am I walking towards inflammation or away? Mm-hmm. Number two, is this going to be good for my gut? Is it going to heal my gut? Mm-hmm. And is this going to help me become a natural fat burner? And I want to be a natural fat burner, because when I'm sitting down and I'm doing an interview with Serena, I'm still burning fat. I'm still, okay. It gives you a lot of levity. So I want to make sure I am in control of my blood sugar. So I am thinking very clearly every day. A lot of that brain fog, a lot of the mental issues that we have that we think, and the depression, a lot of it stems down to blood sugar. And if you want to test this, they have these great monitors now. You strap them on your arm and you can track your blood sugar all day long on your phone. It is one of the best medical devices I've seen. Your doctor shouldn't have any issue writing that out. There's not a protocol that having a hemoglobin A1C out of whack to even write a prescription. Just say, I want to test my blood sugar. I want to know. So that's a really good device. If you're one of those people that need to see empirical data, you need to see the data. You can track everything you eat and just say, I'm not going to let myself go past 100. Yeah. Not go past 100. Mm-hmm. And just watch. Mm-hmm. Watch patterns and watch and see what your body is yielding from what you're doing.
Absolutely. That is such a great, thank you for sharing that, because that's such a great reminder and just a great piece of advice. And now all these trackers, as you said, there's multiple companies out there that offer these trackers, and information and data is always knowledge, and it adds power to your decisions. So, you know, I would say go get one. You can probably get one off of Amazon. I know of one called Limitless, is it? There's so many of them, but yep. Just Google it and you can find all these different trackers, and it just gives you more decision-making power. And again, like what Kellyanne said, more control. And before you even do that, I would say go get Dr. Kellyanne's book, or books actually, and look for her bone broths at your local store, your supermarket. You can get them in a powder form. They're frozen if you want them even more ready to go. I mean, this, when she was talking about, you know, look for what's qualified, how you choose. I mean, there's no reason you would choose any other product except from the person who started this whole movement. She is the expert of experts with this. So unless it's not available.
I have to agree with you. I have to say.
I mean, it's just a fact. I mean,
and our powder broth. So I'm so picky about everything. Mm-hmm. And our powder broth, there's just not a better powder broth on the market. So if you want something that's in a packet, you can travel with to go. And I don't want this to be a commercial. That is not the point of this. But I really am passionate that you can throw this in your purse, in your car, in your desk, wherever you are, pour a little hot water in it, mix it up. That twice a day if you're that type of person who says, I'm probably not going to cook it, but this is great. And so that's not.
Hey, wait, I just thought of something. I just had an idea. How about we give away a sample or two or three to someone who's on the audience right now? What you guys can do is screenshot this conversation and post it. Tag me, tag Dr. Kellyanne. If you are a private account, then at least DM it and we'll pick.
Cool. We'll get
perfect.
We'll do it for three people. We'll get a box of the bone broth and you will love it.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Let's do that. So, I mean, I hope that you guys all heard that. We're going to pick three people that'll get a sample of Dr. Kellyanne's bone broth. Just go ahead, screenshot this, post it, tag it. Share it. You know, the more you share, the more, I guess, maybe more entries. I'm just making this up as I go, but maybe we'll do that. And then if you are a private account, then go ahead and DM it to us and we will pick some winners. But you know what product is the best. And I would say if for some reason Dr. Kellyanne's product is not available at your local grocery store, then maybe message her. Maybe that's just another city they need to take over and like share this amazing product so that it can be available. So let her know. You know, this is a great way. Again, I was talking about how you create community and interacting with people. And if you really love something, reach out to the people that are doing what you love. This is how you can do it. And reach out to Dr. Kellyanne and let her and her team know. Yes, I will save this. I always save this. You guys will be able to find this on YouTube, Facebook. It'll eventually go up on IGTV. After we've edited and cleaned up all the audio video because of the little Wi-Fi glitches, and we'll have like transcriptions of it. So you'll have all of this. Give us like a week or so and you'll have all of it. But yeah, so I know we kind of went over time a little bit. Dr. Kellyanne, do you need to jump? Do you have any, are you open to some more questions?
I can do until 10 up.
Okay, perfect.
Two more minutes. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. So before I interject with another question, is there something else that you want to make sure that the audience knows before we jump off? And if not, then I can go into question.
I do. So I don't care where you are right now. This is what I want everyone to know. I cannot tell you the amount of transformations that I've seen. So I get up every day on that purpose. I'd like to transform. That is what I do. That is what I love to do. And that's the most meaningful thing in my life's path. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you the amount of transformations I've seen by something as simple as bone broth and making some tweaks in your diet. Mm-hmm. So wherever you are right now, however you feel, if you feel aimless, if you feel like I have been through the ringer, if you're feeling depressed, if you have anxiety, glycine will help that anxiety. Mm-hmm. You're feeling depressed. All that nutrition really awakens the body. We have to snap back out. All of us have been through a lot. You know, it's a new year, fresh opening. You have to look at everything as a fresh opening, as a new. Really do. Everything is all about mindset. I'm going to talk about something else that no one is probably going to understand at first why I'm talking about this. A lot of times the reason why we eat the way we eat, or the reason why we're overweight, or the reason why we feel depressed a lot with food has to do with trauma.
Yes.
We eat our traumas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we go through different stages, we go through different things in life, and that blocks us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to clear those blocks. So what mm-hmm. I've is when you're thinking about eating, you're thinking about, I want to look great. And I want to, it's food. So much of it is food, but I want everyone else to know that it's mindset. It's really work. When we hear do the work and you hear working on yourself, you think, oh boy, what does this mean? So we have meditation tapes. So we do, you have to go a little deeper, but really address any discourse that you've had in your life, face it, meet it head on, address it. And you're going to find that you're going to make many different choices, and a lot of other things will be attracted to you that maybe are not being attracted now. So you know, this is all part of the health picture. It's all part of the top line is you've got to get sleep. That's mm-hmm. why a bone broth at night to sleep. You've got to get sleep. You've mm-hmm. got to make sure that you're getting enough water. This is absolutely
yes. Mm-hmm.
You've got to make sure that you've got mindset practices in check. We've got to get mindset practices in check. We all need them. We have to make sure that we're cleared with the right people in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Most essential, getting the right people in our life. This is all parcel, all part of a pattern. We have to have healthy patterns for health. And bone broth is my arsenal. It is my go-to. And it's one of the primary patterns I have. But there's we have to go through and we have to follow. And when we do, things in life just open up. They just
100%.
Open. They start 100%.
It's so true. It's so true. And, you know, for those of you who follow me, you know, everything that Dr. Kellyanne said is so integral to culinary alchemy and what I practice. It really is, you know, it's about mindset and your soul and your energy centers, and as well as your nutrition and your physical body. So it's all of it. And again, for those of you that do follow culinary alchemy and what I teach, you know, the bone broth, as Dr. Kelly was saying, it is grounding. It's so mineral rich. And obviously, it's also got protein. So it's so soothing for our lower chakras as well. It's very nourishing for the organ systems in the lower chakras, for your root, for your sacral. It's empowering in so many ways beyond just the physical. So I just wanted to add that in for those of you that are in alignment with that part of the practice that I have. One more question, and I don't know why we didn't cover it. How much does someone need to drink? That came up several times, and I thought, oh, such a basic question. We forgot to ask.
Very basic question. I'm so glad you asked. So there's two schools of thought here. Mm-hmm. If you just want to add bone broth in your life and you don't want to be part of any program or anything, I just want to use it to get as healthy as I can, use it to help me sleep, all these things we talked about, to have energy during the day. The prescription is 2 cups a day.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Day, have it in the morning, let it hit that gut, let it get your gut fired up. And have it when you're, a lot of times people have that late day, the sluggish time. It's great to have then. If you want to help you kind of calm you down at night, it's good to have at night. But 2 cups a day, you can also put part of your lifestyle routine. A lot of people are doing intermittent fasting, types of fast. You can take 2 non-consecutive days during the week, sip on broth all day long, and then have a light meal at night.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat protein, a healthy fat, a fibrous carb. Now understand kind of carbs, guys. There's energy carbs, there's fiber carbs. And the fiber carbs are all the greens, all the greens.
Yes.
So fibrous carbs, you have some protein and whatever that is, and you have a good healthy fat, whatever that is, avocado, whatever it is. Have that and you will start really noticing some very big changes in what I call the furniture. The furniture will start moving around. Your waist will start thinner, you'll start seeing a lot of different changes. So if you want to, as part of a weight loss regimen, the 2 non-consecutive days, sip on it during the day, have a light meal at night. If you want to just to start and to say, let me just start and see what this is all about, 2 cups a day is the prescription.
That's perfect. And I noticed that there are some people that had said that it's hard for them to get out, you know, obviously winter, and that might be hard for some place people in different parts of the world, obviously because of the pandemic as well. So there's usually delivery options in your area. You know, you can probably order Dr. Kellyanne's powdered broth as well via delivery. So is it available on Amazon?
Amazon, Kellyanne.
Okay. Perfect. So go to at the bottom here, I pinned Dr. Kellyanne's Instagram account. Go follow her, go to her account, go to her site. You can get it delivered to you in a powdered form if you're not able to get out of the house and go get it. And she already mentioned so many things that can address depression, you know, anxiety, stress, all of it. So those are things that I saw pop up throughout the course of our chat are issues for some people. Then that's a simple way. You don't have to leave your house yet if you're not ready. You can order it and have it sent and then start and begin your healing journey that way.
Love it.
Yeah. Yay. I mean, this has been amazing. I know it's 10 of and you've got to go. So I want to say thank you again so much. I appreciate you so much. You're just an incredible, incredible soul. I mean, I love you, really.
That's crazy about you too. And I have to say it again. I need some good aura.
Yes.
Some good aura.
if you need more, just let me know. I'll send it to you. And for those of you guys, before we jump off, if you want to try and win a free sample of Dr. Kellyanne's bone broth, then take a screenshot of our conversation, post it on your stories, tag us. And again, if you're a private account, at least send it to us direct message. As many times as you do it, it'll be entries and we will pick three winners who will get a sample of the best bone broth on the planet.
Woo!
Yay! All right. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for joining. We'll see you soon.